And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring on to the stage the one and only Mrs. Shufflewick. Nice big head.
Hello, dears. Mrs. Shufflewick is the name. Star of stage, screen, radio and television, Labour Exchange, formerly known on the British Music Hall as Bubbles Latrine and her educated sheepdogs. Do you like the fur? This cost £200, this fur did. I didn't pay for it myself, I met 200 fellas with a pound each. So I was all right, I wasn't done, was I? I don't think so anyway, I can't remember myself now, to tell you the truth. It's the gin and tonic, you see, it fogs the brain, I'm happy to say. But I'm lucky to be here at all tonight. I'll tell you for why. You see, as you know, I'm weak-willed and easily led. I went out last night. I was the first one in the pub, 2 minutes after opening time. I forget what I'd been hanging about for to make me so late, but still. I was sitting in there with a glass of beer, minding my own business, doing no harm to anyone, and all of a sudden the door opened and this sailor walked in. I'd never seen him before. I think he was in the Navy myself. And he came over and he plonked himself down beside me, not so much as, please, may I, or share my lettuce or anything, you know. And he pulled out a packet of picture postcards he brought back from the Middle East. And quite honestly, I have never seen anything so disgusting. I mean, I am broad-minded to the point of obscenity. I mean, I know how many beans make five, and I've been about in my tea half hour, but I've seen these, and they were all in egg for colour. I mean, there was nothing left to the old imagination there. How? I don't know. So I gave them back to him after 25 minutes, you know. I said, I've no wish to look at this type of literature. Thank you very much. Well, you know yourselves, they're only bits of kids. They spend 3 months on a banana boat round the Arctic Circle and they come back here, they think the world's their oyster. Well, I wasn't opening, that was a dead third. But he calmed down eventually, you know, and he kept buying me these large ports and I kept drinking them. And he was on pints of brown and mild and we went on to, I had about 14 Guinnesses. And we finished up on double drambuies and a fish cake each. And quite honestly, I think it was that fish cake that finished me. Oh, I felt shocking when I came out of that pub. Well, I say came out, we was asked to leave. It was his fault, that he was messing about with my elastic, and the fella behind the bar told us where we could push off to. And I mean, this was at 7:15. So you can tell what sort of evening I had. I don't remember leaving the pub. I know I had my head on his shoulder. I forget who was holding my feet. And we got outside. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been out with a sailor, but they've got a way of manoeuvring you, because I hadn't been out of that pub 2 minutes and I'd had it. He got me up this cul-de-sac. You know, the point of no return. There's me standing with me back to the brick wall between two dustbins. And I thought, this is it. Death or dishonour. And I thought, I'm not dying yet. I know that. And then he started all the manoeuvring, you know, and he was trying to tell me that this was Japanese jiu-jitsu. Well, all I can say is they must be a blessed filthy lot if that's all they are. No wonder they got wonky eyes. Anyway, about a quarter of an hour later, he put his fag out and... he left me and I'd got no money in my bag. I had to walk all the way home, 2.5 hours. All my poor old feet when I got there. I got to my road. I thought, now, it's no good me charging in and having a scene with the old boy, because all he's going to say is, where have you been, who have you been with, and how much have you managed to spend, you see. So I thought, what I'll do, I'll take all my clothes off downstairs and I'll just sort of slide up and creep in, and if he says anything at all, I shall just say, I was watching the epilogue and I nodded off. To which there is no answer. So I got there, you see, I took all my clothes, I'm going to stitch on, all in a bundle under my arm, and I was up the staircase, everything in the garden was lovely, not a sound, and I got to the bit where it bends round the corner of the top, and I got the shock of me, I was on top of a 29 bus! And all these people turn round, you know, all sober. I could have hit 'em, you know, as if they'd never seen a woman with no clothes on top of a bus before. So narrow-minded. So I just stood there, you know, I thought, I'll stare them out. I thought, let one of them make the first move. And one fella did. Dirty, filthy beast. Bless him. But I came downstairs with as much dignity as I could muster, because I still had my hairnet on, you know. And I must say, the conductor, very nice, little Irish, he wouldn't take any fare, he just kicked me off. Now, I brought something to read for you tonight. I'll tell you what, I've had a letter from my boy, that's my eldest one. He's out in the Middle East, my Ernie. He's a soldier. He's in the army. He's on our side, so it's all right. You can sleep safely in your beds tonight, or wherever you finish up, you know your own business best. I tell you one thing, if I'm not in bed by 11:30, I should be going home. Now, this boy writes very close to the paper for his age. Now, this boy had a very funny upbringing. He was kept locked in a dark cupboard till he was 12. His father thought he was a hyacinth. Now, he says, Dear Mum... That's me, you see. And he says, "Dear Mum, I'm writing this very slow as I know you cannot read very quick." But he's enjoying himself. He says, "Out here, life is one long round of picnics, parties and balls. The week before last, it was all picnics." "Last week, it was all parties. And this week, it has all been cancelled." Have a good time, didn't they? The government money. I can't follow this next piece. He says, "I would have put 10 bob in for you, but I have stuck the envelope down." That's a bit Chinese, isn't it? He takes after his father in that bit, whoever he was. Never even took his cap off. Oh, then he finishes up, "May God keep you from your loving son, Ernie." Still, it's lovely to be in London. Because, you know, I'm a Cockney bred and born, and there's one place that I love. It calls me back no matter where I roam. With its bobbies and its banners and cocky London sparrows, this place to me is always home sweet home. Good old Saturday night up west, where there's everything that's best, and the lights all shine like stars way up in heaven. But my heart, it starts to beat when I'm walking down the street, 'cause they close up all the pubs dead on 11. Bye-bye, dears.